You're tuning in to the Black Hollywood Live Network, featuring news, interviews, and commentary on all things Black Hollywood. Hollywood redefined. From Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is Black Hollywood Live,
The Beat. Featuring the week's roundup and commentary on music news.
Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host for Black Hollywood Live,
The Beat.
Hey guys, welcome to Black Hollywood Live's The Beat. It's your boy DJ Jesse Janity. I'm super excited. We finally got her in studio. I've been trying to get you in studio for months now.
It's great to be here. Thank you for having me.
Lola Monroe.
Thank you for having me.
You have done it all, from acting to modeling to now rapping.
Yeah.
I mean, did you see yourself being here in this place when you were a little girl, 10, 15 years ago?
Absolutely not.
No? Where did you see yourself?
Well, I didn't see myself in entertainment at all.
Really?
Because I'm from D.C., and in D.C., it's not... It hasn't been realistic, you know, because we're not like L.A. and Atlanta and New York, where we have these examples set before us,
right.
You know, where you have these artists. And, yeah, it's really not only political, you know what I mean? It's like two streets down is like little Iraq,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? So it's I come from the bottom and I come from the hood, and our experiences at home is a little different. You know, it's not realistic to make it big in that type of way. So when I did get the opportunity to be able to get my foot in the door entertainment-wise, then I realized, okay, now I can take it to the next level and pursue something that I always loved, which was music.
And, I mean, you've been writing poetry since you were, like, 12 years old.
Yeah.
As far as poetry and your hip-hop... How did it kind of elevate to the point of more lyrics versus poetry?
Well, poetry, it was just... My mother still has my poem books from when I was little. And it was just my form of expression. I just always loved to write. And when I turned about 14, I got into rewriting, like, R&B songs. And just expressing myself in that way. You know, you go through young love around that age. And, mm-hmm. you know, those first experiences. And just I had family issues and things like that. So it was a release for me more than pursuing a career. Or I'll be this rap artist or anything like that. I just enjoyed doing it. So eventually when I got into entertainment and modeling, I was like, okay, you know what? I can pursue what I initially loved. And then I started... getting into music, and around that time when I did do interviews, I always said I would eventually do music, because the type of modeling I did was never a career. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just like a stepping stone. So at that time, I transitioned when I was like at my highest peak modeling wise, because you can't do both. I understood that I wanted to get my respect, and respect is the most important thing to me. So I had to pick between being in these magazines and, you know, being in these videos, or really pushing myself as an artist. And I chose that, and I just turned down all money and everything that was being offered to me. And then I just got into music.
And I love what you, the fact that you just said that. I mean, it embodies women power.
Yeah.
And I want to get into that a little deeper, because, I mean, the world that you were in was kind of a crazy world.
Right.
But before we do that, there were some things that happened this week that I want to talk to you about you have to say about them.
Okay.
First of all, the BET Experience is coming back this year, June 27th to the 29th, mm-hmm. And they just announced their acts. I'm excited. The first night is Jill Scott, Maxwell, and Marsha Ambrosia.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, hi, I'll be there.
That's going to be crazy. and I love all of them, but Marsha Ambrosia is something else.
She's everything.
She's amazing. So,
do you feel like she's slept on a little bit?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Her voice, the way she sings, it comes out in a way that a lot of... It's overlooked, but a lot of singers can't...
do that.
Yeah. You know what I mean? She sings in a way that's just unique. And
I wish she came out like the end of the 90s, where she would have been more respected.
Yeah.
Because I just feel like people, their ears aren't used to listening to something like that right now.
Yeah.
Next day, we have ASAP Rocky, Rick Ross, K. Michelle, and Ty Dolla $ign, and August Alsina.
That's going to be
dope. That'll be a turned up night. Yeah. And then the final night will be Mary J. Blige, Trey Songz, Jennifer Hudson, and Tamar Braxton.
That's going to be a crazy weekend. That's,
I mean, last year was big. They had Beyonce, so they had to come pretty hard this
year. But that's a crazy lineup every night. Mm-hmm. So that's going
to
be dope.
So the BET experience. Next, Elton John has been talking about wanting to get into hip-hop music.
Really?
Yes. He actually came out and said he was doing an interview. Mm-hmm. And come to find out that he actually compares himself to Kanye West a little bit.
Okay.
He's saying Kanye West is kind of going through what he went through in the late 70s, early 80s, where he wanted to be creative and just put his work out there. And it wasn't received well, but everyone wanted him to do the top 40 and all that.
Yeah.
So I thought that was kind of interesting that he really has been paying attention. 808 and Heartbreaks was his favorite album by Kanye West. But he comes out to say that he's going to be dropping his new album next, well, working on his new album next year. And he's working with Pharrell, but he really wants to work with Kanye West and mix his sound with hip-hop and electronica.
Honestly, I think that he's so talented. And as an artist, you should never limit yourself. Mm-hmm. I think people limit you and it's because the audience is usually one-track minded, and that's just how it is. But people will see things maybe years from now, just the way with Kanye, he's been a genius for all these years, you know what I mean? And I think they'll understand his artistic genius some years from now. And I'm actually interested in seeing what Elton John
Me
bring.
Too. I mean, because if you think about it, you could easily pull a sample from Elton John.
Yeah.
Throw that with a hip-hop 808 and then add
Kanye
some.
Kanye is so good at that. Yep. He's so good at that. So I think the mixture, even Pharrell.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to be support real interesting. Support that movement. Yeah. All day.
And then you get Lola on your
remix.
Right,
right.
All right, so the final topic, I need to talk to someone about this because I signed this on Worldstar the other day. I was like, what the hell is happening to my community? But we have a gay rapper. I mean, there have been many of them.
Right.
None of them ever get taken seriously.
Right.
This one feels...
Yet.
This one feels that he should be taken seriously because he is... You ever watch The Breakfast Club?
Yeah.
All right. So Charlamagne says, if there's going to be a gay rapper, he needs to come out and he needs to be talking like these straight rappers are talking, have the booty shaking in the videos.
But I think as an artist, you should always be yourself.
Thank you.
So it's not going to make sense. It's never going to come across and you're never going to win if you come out and you're doing what other people are doing. You know what I mean? So I think that our times are changing and I think it is time for gay rappers to be accepted.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm here for that all the way.
I support it too. What hurts me with this is because I just feel like the gay rappers that are out there that I've seen are very, like you said, one-dimensional.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's kind of the stereotype that's put out there as far as the gay community. And they're sticking to that. And that makes me feel like, well, wait a minute. I know my friends aren't like that.
But I don't think they're one-dimensional.
No?
I think that they're being themselves. Well, the ones that I'm familiar with, you know what I mean? And it's just the same way as straight rappers. That's what they know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what they're going to do, you know? So
his name is Fly Young Red. And I guess
see.
Then this is
out.
What he must know.
Can we see it?
Let's take it. It's called Boy Pussy.
Okay. Work.
Let me get a rubber, beat it from the back, round of applause, make that ass clap, 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 clap that ass in the spit, let me see you clap that ass like a bitch, I'm trying to get you back home and see if you can clap that ass on this dick, I see you over there twerking, that ass got my attention, I hit your ass with this dick, send that ass home.
Let's Fly Young Red.
Turn up. Turn up.
I mean, they was getting it.
Look, first of all, he can rap, right?
Yep.
And that's, see, I think you have to be in that world to really rock with it. I wouldn't expect a straight man to really understand it and get it. Mm-mm. I go to gay clubs. I'm around gays. I came up around gays. You know what I mean? So to me, I can hear this and see it, and I'll be like, turn up. This is probably going to work.
In the YouTube video, in the description, all it says is request at your local gay club.
And I guarantee you this will be playing.
And your videos will be out there.
And it sounds good. You know what I mean? If a straight rapper came out with this song and he was rapping to a female or about
throw
a female,
that pussy. Yeah,
it would work. So, I mean, it's kind of like the same thing. So I think this is going to work.
Now, I look at it two different ways because I feel like this is just too much out there for the world to see. But
it's
at a
straight
point
like that. It is.
I mean, but I there's a positive. I'm going to be trying to make the positivity out of this video is that it's almost like we're throwing so much of it in people's face that they're like, it looks campy. It looks, you know what I mean? It doesn't come off as an artistry. To me, personally, it comes off very campy. I think he's a great rapper, but the video,
so
the execution of that.
So how does the other straight rappers that make songs like this come out to you?
Because there's the same exact way.
Okay.
I mean, just the execution of that alone was just awkward for me watching.
Because you're a straight man.
I'm so sure not.
Oh, you're not.
I'm sure not straight. Oh. But that was
really
awkward. Yes, girl.
Oh wow. Oh, I'm loving this interview now. Really?
No, yes. But I'm just saying, like, come on, the boys in the bag, that was, what, first of all, where are you, did you bring used hangs to this shoot? Like, we could have got some fresh underwear on these boys to really showcase, if we're going to talk about ass and boy pussy,
right.
I want to see.
But that's too much. That's not going to be too much?
I would accept at least a nice visual than what I'm getting. I mean, the dirty, crusty hangs that was clapping on that boy.
Okay, I wasn't paying attention to the hangs. I was just like
taking it all in.
Yes, I'm right. Taking it all in because I've never seen.
This is your first time.
Yeah.
First time I watched this, I was high as hell watching this, dying laughing like, what is wrong with my community?
It's, man, because you know what? Sometimes you have to give it a shock value. You have to give people a shock value so that
it can become a norm.
Exactly.
Yes, and that's the only positive I can personally
exactly.
come up with.
Exactly, it's the shock value, yeah.
Keep on pushing on, so I appreciate something that you're doing. Let's get into you. Nice segue, right?
Right, perfect.
Okay, so you came from D.C.,
yeah.
But you weren't born in D.C.
No.
Tell us where you were born.
I was born in Ethiopia.
And when did you move over here?
When I was about a year.
A year. So,
yeah.
You know, do you ever
less
go back there, travel?
I've went when I was 14 years old, and I went for a few months. I didn't have, like, a great experience. But now that I'm older, I kind of understand things more.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have a good experience as far as the situation I was put in. And,
oh, really?
You know, just coming, yeah, just family things.
Okay.
And when I went back home, I stayed with my uncle, and my family kind of didn't know my uncle was a little off.
Mm-hmm.
And so my mother would send all this money and just everything that I needed to take care, for him to take care of me. And he starved me. He basically mm-hmm. locked cabinets and things like that. And he would not feed me at all, you know.
Wow.
So, yeah, I was at a young age. And it was just a life-changing experience for me. Because, you know, when you're young and you're in a third world country, you know, somewhere else, and it has a different type of effect on you. You know, but now that I'm older, I can go back and I can appreciate the country itself.
And, you know, going through that time, how would you say that that's kind of affected your artistry?
It made me more hungry and it gave me more of an appreciation. And I feel now that I'm doing what I'm doing, God hasn't brought me this far just so I can make money and, you know, I can live lavish and things like that. It's me understanding my purpose and me showing others that, you know, you can get through anything. You know, and you can make it this far. So it gave me more of a purpose as an artist.
And starting your career out, you were in music videos. You were in the Wendy Williams biopic and also Crazy Like a Fox. As far as acting and performing, what would you say you choose more? You prefer more?
Music.
Music?
Number one.
Were you into the acting thing, or it was just kind of, it was brought to the table?
The thing is that I don't limit myself, mm-hmm. and I think as an entertainer, it's still a business, you know, so it doesn't really make sense to just stick with one thing, and I've never been that type. I'm still a businesswoman. I own my own label. I'm signed to myself. You know what I mean? So you have to tackle all avenues.
And why was that important for you to be signed to yourself, have your own label, versus trying to get signed with somebody? Why is that important to you as an artist?
Because I invest in myself. So if I take my own money and I put it into myself, then my label is going to take, you know, ownership of those things. And I put together my label before I even put out a song, because I already knew the game. Mm-hmm. I studied it, and I know how it goes. So, you know, if anything happens, I still have my company, and it's under me. Mm-hmm. So, you know, not saying I've had offers and I've had situations come to me that didn't work out. But, of course, you still sometimes might need that big machine, but it's good to build that foundation yourself and have that and know what it is and understand the business of it and then connect with other people and other companies.
Well, it's interesting you say you started it before you put out a song, because, I mean, back then, the music industry wasn't really internet heavy like it is today.
Right.
So it's kind of a little bit above the times that you did that, because now I look at it like that's the smarter decision is to start your own shit.
Yeah.
Keep pushing on, promote yourself, because then you can be yourself. You don't have to be put in a box. You don't have to be this character, you know, that the machine wants you to become.
Right. So when you do end up going to the labels, you already have your things together.
Your
and
power.
They know what works for you, because you did it yourself. So
Lola Monroe. Where did the Monroe come from? I know that it came from Maryland.
Yeah.
Why?
Because when I was modeling and I was taking these pictures, they always referred to me as the Black Monroe. And I gave them that feeling, and those pictures came across that way. So I said, okay, you know what? I'm going to implement that in my artist name and, you know, keep Lola, because that represents me and mm-hmm. who I was even before I got in the game. So
did it cause you to go back and, like, look at Marilyn a little deeper and kind of see who she was? Was she ever an inspiration for you?
Yeah, when I was modeling, I did that already.
Really?
You know what I mean? And I always loved, you know, what she represented and the fact that she was doing music and being an artist and, you know, an actress and just overall entertainer. And her stuff sells to this day. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That is a businesswoman, you know what I mean, to her grave. So it's inspiring. So it's beyond the pictures.
Now that you're doing hip-hop, you're in this world, kind of at the forefront, how do dudes treat you now? Now that you are the artist, now that you are the boss, you know, is there any kind of difference in the game? Do you see guys being maybe a little shadier to you, or people in the industry being a little like, oh, this bitch thinks she gonna come up in here?
I mean,
as a woman in the industry, speaking to the girls watching right now.
That comes with the territory. I mean, I always got my respect when I was a model, because when I would go on set, first of all, no art. You can't even contact me. You would have to go through management. You know what I mean? So I didn't leave that door open for me to you know, make it a comfortable situation with me and the artists. Mm-hmm. So it was always business from the moment I got on set to the moment I got off set. So it was always a respect there in the game where, you know, no one can say anything about me. And, you know, I was always about my business. So getting into music, it still stays that way. And as a woman, you have to really be careful, and you can't put yourself in situations like the males can, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Be in and just make it a comfortable situation. There are boundaries that you can't cross, and there are certain things that you can't do. So it makes it a little bit more difficult, you know, and I don't make it easy for guys, and I don't give the impression that there is a chance.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of blocks certain things off for me, even like from features to, you know, those certain things. But I mean, it's cool because you just have to work harder, and I have no problem with putting work in and letting that speak for itself and letting that take me where I need to go.
But being in this, do you see, I mean, minus I guess it does all come down to a power and some sort of sex in mm-hmm. the mind thought of men, but do you see that it's that there is a jealousy when they see a boss woman in charge?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a threat. It's
and why? But why?
I can't even tell you what the hell be going through their minds, but it's sad. You know what I mean? Because there's nothing more appealing than a man that can appreciate a hardworking woman and that can connect with one, and it's like it's no intimidation there, or it's no, you know, looking down on. That's appealing, you know what I mean? But most men aren't like that, even in the game, even the ones that are successful, they still want to keep you right there. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it is what it is. But
do you see that with females in the industry too?
I don't deal with a lot of females.
Is that where does that choice come from?
Because it's a lot of egos, and you know, they feel is threatened, but it's kind of expected with females. It's just a super turn off when it's males.
Mm-hmm.
But I stay to myself a lot. You know, I don't have a lot of issues with girls. You know, like I think Trina, she was the most. She's like the sweetest girl in the world. You know what I mean? Right. And when I first got in, when she didn't have to rock with me, she did. And she got on my first single, and she continues. She's like a big sis, so I can say that's one female in the game that is very secure, has no issues with girls, you know what I mean? And mm-hmm. is just like trying to help out. So there are some of them, but
because it brings me back to the time of like ladies' night, you know, when you could see these powerful women together.
That's not now.
But you don't see that ever coming into
Maybe.
Fruition?
I mean, if the females understand how much more powerful we are when we come together. Like, I posted a picture of an Old Source cover, mm-hmm. and it was Kim and Foxy. And mm-hmm. I was like, if only, you know, this generation understood how much this meant. And them coming together, and them two together, like, I came up listening and inspired and admired by all those girls. You know what I mean? I still listen to them to this day, and that was just so powerful, but they
What's your favorite Foxy track?
Broken Silence.
And what's your favorite Kim track?
No Matter.
Okay.
Because the video just did it for me.
The video?
I can still watch the video to this day. I'm so turned up.
Well, I actually want to talk about your video.
Okay.
This is called Band Up, and it was directed by
Michael Monroe.
And you chose a black and white theme. Why?
Yeah. Well, with this project, just in general, I was able to get into my artistic bag. And it wasn't really about the critics, and it wasn't really about me proving anything, because I feel like I did that already. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to focus on the artistry, and even with the songs, the sounds, and the feel of things that I haven't tried before. So I was like, okay, when I do my visuals this go around, I'm not going to try to do what's hot or, you know, what I feel people would like. So I wanted to go in an artsy direction, and, you know, me and my director, we just put it together, and it came out dope. I love this visual, you know, and I think black and white gives it a different feel, and it's not, you know, what everybody else is
I like
doing.
It brings a class to it.
Yeah.
It kind of really sets in the Monroe effect.
Yeah, and it's not the cliche Band Up video feel
right.
that you would expect, but I did do an uncut version of Band Up, which
oh, really?
I'll be dropping soon, yeah.
Boo! All right, well, so let's take a look at that. What's that?
Fan up.
I forgot Lorraine.
Fan up. Fan up.
Fan up.
Fan up.
Fan up.
Fan up.
Fan up.
Fan up.
Bitch, fan up.
Bitch, yeah, I'm up. A baddie.
I'm a
yeah. I'm about my chain.
Fan up.
Mouth. Them bitches dusty.
Yeah.
They chasing fame.
Fan up.
I'm just rubber bending these hondos. Flat screen so big, look like summer gym in my condo. Bitch, I'm a star. I just been up in stack shit. I don't fuck with squares. This ain't SpongeBob and Patrick. I said the coupe got a grill like a Chinaman, and all my bitches boil like Juana man. Hold up,
bum bitches to the left. Somebody need to send them dumb bitches to the
van. Fan up. Fan up. Fan up. Fan up.
Band Up. I'm band into up. It. I love band it. Now, up. We were just talking that Larea helped work on the video.
Yeah, she directed it as well with Mikel.
I love Larea. Yeah. It's a good friend.
She has her pieces in this video, too.
Oh, her from her clothing
line. Yeah, yeah.
And then also Queen worked with you on
yeah,
this
she
video.
Did my hair on this one.
Queen has been a guest here on the beat. Love me some Queen.
She's so turned up, right?
She's so New York.
I love her energy, yeah.
Some of your influences, Salt-N-Pepa, Lauryn Hill, Trina, Jay-Z, MC Light.
Yeah.
Kind of get into that a little more. How did this group of people really build Lola Monroe, the rapper? Because I remember being on World Star, being on just YouTube, watching all the vlogs, and I can't remember if it was Joe Budden or Fabulous you were in there, and you were on the floor writing.
Boosie.
It was who?
It was Boosie.
Okay. Because yeah. I just was like, that's so grind. Like, they were all doing something. You were just, I'm like, leave me alone.
I was,
like,
yeah.
I'm writing.
Yeah. I was in my zone. I worked on a tape with Boosie like a week before he got locked up.
Damn.
And reason why I was on the floor writing like that, because we had 16 songs to knock out in 3 days. And we did it.
And I'll never forget that visual.
And we
because
did it, yeah. Because while he was recording his verse, I was at the stereo in the other room writing my verse. And I would go in, knock it out. Next song, let's go. Go in, knock it out. Last song.
How easy was it for you to kind of transition into that? Because I know that you have to find a flow. I know that you have to. And poetry is totally different from hip hop. So how was that kind of? How'd you gap those two together?
Well, it takes a lot of practice, and it takes a lot of time and dedication. And I started figuring that part out when I first transitioned. And then I met my son's father,
mm-hmm.
which is, he's a lyrical genius. So he put me on to a lot of the science of writing. And I was like, okay, there's a whole nother level to this. So that's how I really learned to master how to write.
Mm-hmm.
And after he put me on to, you know, the different techniques and things like that, I took that and I just was writing and writing and writing and writing and writing. That's how I got to this point.
And within writing, you found your voice, your flow?
Yeah, and it's like, you have to try different things and see what works for you, you mm-hmm. know. And I'm still figuring things out, and I'm still, you know, along the way. But I've come to a point where now I can listen and I can be in love with my stuff, which is a great feeling. You know, it takes time, but you get there.
Were you saying, like, at first when you started, it was, like, awkward to hear you?
It was
like
I know, okay, I know I got to get better. I still feel like it's a lot because you can never... You can never stop getting better.
Right, we're always
you know what I mean? Yeah.
Songs.
So it was like, okay, I would hear certain things and I'd be like, okay, something is missing.
Mm-hmm.
Something is missing. And now when I listen to my first work, my fans love them. And they'll still quote it and I'll be like, I'll cringe a little. And I'll be like, no, because I know I'm so much better now. But yeah, you listen back and you're like, okay, you know what I mean? You just get better and better.
And as far as moving forward, 2014, what can we really expect from you? I mean, what kind of sound are we going to get from you? Clearly, you're definitely always evolving as an artist from what I've seen. And I mean, with this video, it seems like we're kind of going to go that way.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'll always stay hardcore. Like, you won't really. I mean, maybe I'm just going to stay where my foundation is. You know what I mean? I'm not really going to reach too far out my element,
mm-hmm.
but definitely experiment with sounds. And you know,
is there a certain sound out there right now that you feel is missing that you want to bring to the table, or is there a sound out there that you're really liking right now? Like the whole electronica feel is out there right now. Are you into that, or you kind of want to bring it more back to
bag.
The?
Yeah, I don't think electronic. Yeah, that's not really my bag. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? I cater to a kind. It's important to know your audience, and I cater to a different audience. It's not that, you know what I mean? So I want to create a sound. Okay. I think it's important to want to create and be innovative. And, you know, I just have to find that right producer. And having that good relationship with a producer and having that connection and building that sound with one producer is a great thing, and I think that's where I'm at right now, trying to find that producer that I can build with and, you know, create mm-hmm. my sound with.
And so you're going to get, we're going to get an uncut video to Band Up.
Yep.
When will that be released?
I want to say next week, but I don't want to.
Well, where can your fans keep in contact with you to check out?
On Twitter, at VTHEE _ Lola Monroe, and on Instagram, at VTHEE Lola Monroe, no underscore.
No underscore.
Yeah.
All right, before we finish up here, we have the six mix. It's six songs here that okay. came out that we need all y'all to go out, purchase, download, buy. The first one is from our friend here, Tank. He released his new song, You're My Star.
Dope.
Working with Michael Jackson's producers to get... He was so excited. He was in his studio when he got the trumpets for the sample.
He's dope.
He's very excited. And I'm so glad he's coming back because we need a voice like
yeah,
him.
Yeah, absolutely.
So here's Tank, You're My Star.
I hear the production.
Right?
I can hear the Michael Jackson feel. So.
I would rather die than let you go, girl. Can't describe this feeling in my soul. And I can't help but stare. You got that glow. And let me get a little bit closer. I really want to be missing your love. The feeling that you give me is so good. You're my star.
Moving on, we got Chuck English featuring Chance the Rapper, Glam. This is one of my favorites right now. It's off Chuck's newest album.
Word. Yeah, yeah. We all from around the way. The food is off my plate. Yep. Bring it to the table. Here's the lesson for the day. Trying to hit home plate while I'm out in first place. Make a promise. Stay safe, my nigga. Use the words that we say to guide the moves that we make. Say the most when you pray. Please don't hesitate. Ask for patience with the highest. It's the love for all the prices. Paying money to the church can get them prayers overnight. The answer's inside us. Niggas wanna fight. Of course they wanna shine. They don't believe they should've got it. It was yours all along. It's about to be on.
Chuck English featuring Chance the Rapper. Have you heard of Chance the Rapper?
I've heard of him. I haven't heard of
Chuck English.
Though.
Chuck English is he's a writer.
This is dope. It's like straight up hip hop.
Yeah, and I'm obsessed with Chance the Rapper right now. He's been really hitting it
I
hard.
I gotta check his stuff out.
Next we have Senile, which is off the Young Money compilation album. It's Tyga, Nicki Minaj, Lil Wayne, Senile, and I just had to because I've been a little disappointed with Tyga lately.
Really?
But I was excited from this one.
In the video, fuck with me, hella raw. Got a little riddle, twerk, four star. Started from the, like Christina, got a million. Man, I'm a good guy, turned to a villain. Bully in the pack, turned to a rack. Pussy on my jack, I hit the bitch with a car bomb. Bombs in the lake, bombs in the bay. Nigga, you ain't safe, I from my niggas like old dog. All we do is ball. All we do is ball. Now I'm passed out, lean in the drop, ice in the wash. Nigga, that's Ben and Jerry Dallas. Watch a nigga make a stack house. Gingerbread man, run while you can. All you niggas lame. Tuli Yomi got killers on speed dial. Infrared blam, if a nigga shout, don't get packed out.
And you know, it's funny, actually, you brought up this thing about, you talked about kind of the format to hip-hop.
Yeah.
And I will say one negative thing about this song for me is that the three of them are from the same camp, and I feel like they all have the same exact format. So to get them all on one track, it was kind of... I kind of wish it was just a Tyga track, personally.
Yeah, he definitely killed it.
He did that.
He rapping. I feel like he has gotten better and better and better and better.
Wait, have you ever seen on YouTube the old videos of when Tyga was first out? He was, like, on this old MTV hip-hop show. And he was, like, nerdy beyond all...
Really?
Like, I can't even look at Tyga the same now.
He's so funny.
Girl, bye. YG featuring Drake, Who Do You Love, off YG's newest album, My Crazy Life. I'm just obsessed with YG, so we're gonna play the song.
I'm that nigga with the plugs. I'm the nigga who got homies that be selling drugs. I'm that nigga on the back street with the fat heat. Niggas better run like athletes. I'm that nigga. My Bank of America account got six figures. I'm that nigga on the block. Police pull up, I'm tryna stash the Glock, you that nigga on the low low, you the nigga, you're the one that be talking to the po-po's,
Poor shitting on 4G's. Niggas can't afford these. The Panamera shitting on a 911. I call my homies not 911. I'm that nigga with the juice, but I never do my nigga like Pac. Bitch, who do you love? Bitch, who do you love?
I like YG.
And, you know, I really don't want to like him. There's just something that makes me not want to. But I just am obsessed with the whole movement.
Yeah, I'm rocking with him.
And Compton Menace, too. Like, my mom's probably just watching this like, Jesse, what? No. Obsessed.
Oh, yeah.
Compton Menace.
I'd be rocking.
Moving on, we got Skrillex with Chance the Rapper off of his new album. This damn alien head, I can't. Coast is Clear.
We'd even me, what does it mean? It's meant to be. Why hug a wall? Why hold the sea? Not for nothing, but it ain't nothing for us to dip out this club right now. I think the coast is clear, let's go. Leave our coats and beers, let's go. Leave your girlfriends here, let's go. Leave your hopes and fears, let's go. What you scared for? Let go, let go, let go, let go. What's your interest? Who you be with? Can I ask a question? Can you keep a secret? I don't really give a fuck. What I need to know is, do you wanna fuck? Do you wanna fuck? Do you wanna fuck? Do you wanna fuck? What's your interest?
Skrillex, Chance the Rapper. I just like because it's two people I would never picture together.
Right.
And I wouldn't think that sound would come out of that. Last but not least, it was released a couple weeks ago, but it's Will.i.am, Feeling Myself, featuring Miley Cyrus, Wiz Khalifa, French Montana. Again, I didn't want to give... I love Will.i.am as a producer, not as an artist, but he did this one. His flow is my favorite on the whole track. What? Woo! Have you heard this?
Will power, 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 power.
I haven't heard about it.
I be everywhere, everybody know me. Super, super fresh with a dope style. Honey on my wrist, cup of carrots on my neck. Givenchy, keep the chickens in check. All these car keys, drive the chickens to my crib. Drew Hill, got somebody sleeping on my bed. She give me IQ, that means she get ahead. I just give her beats, I don't give her bread. Cause we be in the club, bottles on deck. And god damn it, I'm feeling myself. Cause I'ma get it all, and I'ma throw it out like god damn it.
It's hard.
It's just a feel-good track.
It's hard.
And it
How
does go hard.
How much you like Will.i.am as an artist, though? It's not your forte.
I just feel like there's some people in the world that are meant to produce artists. And that's where they really showcase. And then when they try to be the artist, it just... There's an element missing there. I mean, he does it very well. I must say, because I think his album that he dropped last year was dope. A lot of people hated on it. I think he's just a genius. He's a genius. I think he's above way before his time.
Yeah.
But I just Absolutely. He's amazing at creating female acts. Like he just is. Fergie, Britney. Like I mean, he's done it all.
Yeah.
Miley now.
Yeah.
Oh, no. But Lola, I want to thank you for coming
in.
Thank
you for having me.
And thank
me.
You
I
for sharing yourself.
No doubt.
All this talk of boy pussy and all that.
I enjoyed.
But before we let you go again, where can all of your fans find you?
On Twitter at @VTHEE_LolaMonroe. And on IG, it's @VTHEE_LolaMonroe. No underscore.
And make sure you guys check out for that Band Up Uncut video.
And new project on the way.
When is that
right now? No date yet. I'm like creating. I'm in my creating mode.
All right. We ain't going to force nothing. We ain't going to force nothing. You guys can tweet us at BHL Online and also tweet me at DJ Jesse J. Till next week, same time, same place. Yeah. Peace.
From producers Maria Menounos, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire BHL crew, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us at info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I'm your BHL announcer, Scipio. Instagram me at Planet Scipio. Thank you for tuning in.
Hold on 1 second. Hollywood redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.